It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill, who's running the show for us here today. We want to welcome everybody to the show. Got a lot going on. Man, there's so much going on, so much to talk about. Yesterday, we had plans to talk a little bit about some of the high-dollar races that are in sprint car racing. And, you know, we've done a little research, and Austin has dug up some proof that sprint car racing does pay pretty good at a lot of these races. And we're going to go over some of those here in just a little bit. Austin, how you doing, buddy? You doing all right today? Birthday boy. I'm wearing Austin's shirt. I don't know if you can put on that camera there so people can see your shirt. Put on this camera. Can they see it?
Yeah, you can see it.
All right, so I'm wearing the Austin O'Neill shirt today because he is the birthday boy. Anybody want to sing happy birthday to Austin? Feel free to call in on the show, and we'll let you sing to him if you'd like to. Does your parents, do they sing happy birthday to you?
I would prefer them not to.
Have they ever sung happy birthday to you?
I probably.
Yeah. You know what I do every year when my daughters have a birthday? Every year I call them and I sing them happy birthday on their voicemail. They know it too, because they don't answer their phone, and they know that dad is going to call them and sing happy birthday to them. Has your mom or dad ever sung happy birthday to you on your phone?
No, they haven't. And I'm glad they don't. That's probably even when you're at like a party or something and they're singing, that's the most awkward like situation to be in. You're just standing there and they're just, I mean, I don't have issues with people like looking at me or like have attention. That's what you get when you race. But
right.
I mean, it's just a different feeling. It's awkward, but, no, I mean, you can just say happy birthday. That's good enough for me. Don't sing it to me. Just don't do that.
Don't sing to you?
Just don't sing to me.
So if I started singing happy birthday, you were going to cut my mic.
Well, I'll cut your mic, and I'll probably walk out on you.
Right.
I'll leave you stranded.
So you're a whole 19 years old today.
Yeah.
19 years old. Can anybody imagine what it would feel like to be 19 again? I mean, I know that we have some young listeners out there, but I'm 62 years old. You know what I wish? I wish that I was 19 right now in today's world. Because, you know, when I was 19, the world was so much different. You didn't have cell phones. You didn't have a way to communicate. You didn't text message. You didn't have Facebook. You didn't have Twitter. You didn't have TikTok. You didn't have all Instagram, all those kind of things at your exposure to reach out and touch your friends that are out there. Could you imagine that now, being 19 in 2022, what it would be like to be 19 years old? Man, if I was 19, I would be so gung-ho on this industry. You know, I'm at the point in my life right now, to be honest with you, at my age, then I'm kind of pumping the brakes. That's why we do Mostly Motorsports. That's why I'm not out on the Lucas Oil ASCS National Sprint Car Tour anymore. It's because I chose to get off the road and do what we're doing here. And I'm going to say it. I know this kind of embarrasses Austin, but I am so lucky to have found Austin to work with me. You know, I've thought about a lot of people coming in here and trying to be a producer for this show. But there was only the first person that always came to mind was Austin O'Neill. And he's done such a great job with us here on the show. And he's been a huge, huge asset to us here on Mostly Motorsports. What are you going to do for your birthday today? You going to do anything? Are you going to go out with your parents? Are they taking you out to dinner?
Having issues with my button again.
I know. Dad's, you're not a very good button pusher.
I guess I can push people's buttons, just not these buttons.
Oh, well, then you're going to be good for radio.
Yeah,
then.
I guess.
Yeah, but, right?
No, Dad's out of town on a business meeting. In Illinois.
What's mom doing?
She's at work. Our plans are to go to my grandma's and have dinner, but then after that, I usually do, go out in the shop, hang out.
Does your grandma live over in the dot?
No, she lives in Independence.
Independence.
Mom's side.
You need to get grandma out of Independence. Get her a little bit closer to home.
Well, she was in Raytown before.
Is she in good health, your grandma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all my grandparents are, so right. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was pretty close with Austin's grandpa, John O'Neill Sr. He was a good guy, man, and I know we lost him last year. And how long has it been since John Sr. passed?
It'll be a year in August.
Is it that been that long already?
August 24th.
I just got to say it. I know that maybe I haven't talked about it on the air, but me and Austin have talked about it quite a bit. Austin's grandfather, John O'Neill Sr., was a huge supporter of mine and always treated me like $1 million. And it wasn't always in his best interest. You know, we competed against each other. And anytime I ever needed some advice, I always went to John O'Neill Sr., and he always gave it to me straight. He never pulled any punches with me. And I feel like maybe I'm one of the rare people that – I don't know how many people. Did John help a lot of people over the years?
A lot of people.
Yeah. And to the dismay of your dad, too, by the way. He probably didn't like too much, did he?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of worn off on dad, too. I mean, I don't mind helping people. I mean, you don't want to see people struggle or anything like that. But,
right.
I mean, y'all look over sometimes and dad's walking down in somebody else's pit or whatever, you know, helping. I'm like, that's fine. But I'm like, dude.
Hold on.
Where's our program at?
What about our secrets?
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah. Did you watch the All-Star race last night?
I did.
Yeah.
I was kind of pulling for Danny there for a second, and he was just kind of doing something, you know, Parker and Justin Peck weren't doing.
Right.
And it worked, and then the restart hit. I don't know if his tires sealed over or if Danny's car is just more of a long-run car. And I also think that maybe the way Danny restarted the race probably affected him, you know, losing the lead to Justin Peck.
Do you think his car was running hot? Because when they showed that yellow, when they were under that red, he was sitting there, and there was a lot of fluid coming out of that car. I don't know if it was water, if it was oil or whatnot, but it seemed like he was running a little bit hot last night.
Yeah, he might have been. I think also, too, what played an effect of that on that restart, he didn't. I get when you're running the bottom, you don't want to leave your line.
Right.
But with it being, you have to chuck up so much to run down there, you can carry so much more momentum on the top, and that's what Peck did. Peck just momentumed the top on him on the restart and had the run and slid him into three. And I think if Danny could have blocked it and took the top away on the restart and then went and ran the bottom in three and four, he might have been able to you know, have a couple laps to get his stuff wound up and either cooled off to run with Peck. But, I mean, he's the only person to win two races in Speed Week. He's leading Speed Week points, and his goal coming into Speed Week was to win it. So
right.
he's looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Right now, I'm trying to think who was second in points. Cap Henry's second in points. Tyler Courtney is third. Danny Dietrich is fourth, and Zeb Weiss fifth. Zeb's been running pretty good here as of late, hasn't he, bud?
Yeah, he's had a couple good runs. It's just, you know, he starts kind of, you know, lower top 10, and he runs in the top five. And, you know, you'll catch the nights that, you know, Peck, Cap Henry, and Sunshine have bad nights. You know, Sunshine blew a tire at Sharon. And if you're consistent enough, you'll be right there with him at the end of Speed Week.
Zeb didn't have a really good night last night. Started 18th, run 16th, so that wasn't all that good for him. Man, how many people do you think PPM, Parker Price Miller, has brought people over wanting to root for him to win because of his treatments and everything that he's went through for the last year? Do you think he's increased his fan base a little bit because of that?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I was never a big Parker Price Miller fan. I always knew of him, always kind of, you know, liked him.
Right.
And then you see him go through that, it's just, it kind of changes your opinion on somebody. And I mean, I just, I
definitely, he never gave up.
Yeah, I mean, and he still never gave up on racing either. So no, I think he definitely grew his fan base by quite a bit.
Yeah, Christopher Bell, he ran fifth last night. Were you a little surprised by that lack of performance, or did you think
that was a great night for Swindell?
You think
for the Swindell team? I mean, we talked about it yesterday. They don't race a lot. You know, they race hit or miss, and they don't have a whole lot of laps with them. And you put Christopher, who doesn't race sprint cars, but a handful of times a year, and the team's been struggling with equipment failure and just bad luck. And for them to get through the night somewhat smooth
and not have any failures,
a top five, I mean, you can't complain. I mean, the top five against the All-Stars is just as good as you know, winning.
You know, one of the guys that's kind of got my attention here as of late, and I really never paid attention to him. He ran eighth last night. Cap Henry started 14th. He ran eighth. That guy can drive, man.
Yeah, when I first saw Cap Henry, I mean, you know who runs the tours full time or whatnot, and the first time I saw Cap Henry race like in person was when the All Stars came to Missouri last year. And we ran I-70, the State Fair, and the Lake, and I think he swept the first night at the Lake, just destroyed the whole field, and then he had a good race with Bell the second night, and he was fast at the State Fair and I-70. So, I mean, I think that was the first year that the team was on the tour.
Right.
And, you know, they come back for the second year, they're even better. And now you're going to tracks again for the second time. And it's really showing how well the team's working.
Right. What do you know about Travis Filo? Do you know much about that guy?
I don't. I know he's kind of a local Ohio car.
But he's showing a lot of speed. He ended up running sixth last night right behind Christopher Bell. So
that's not too bad.
Yeah, that's not too bad at all. Let's talk a little bit about what happened last night with the USAC cars. Logan Seavey beat Chase Stockton and C.J. Leary, but that's not really the story. Briggs Danner was really the story at the end of that race, right?
Briggs Danner and Thomas Meserol were your stories. Timez
run out of fuel.
He led forever, and I guess they miscalculated on their fuel load, I guess.
How would you miss it by that much?
I don't know. 10 laps they missed it by. That Shawn Michaels, who's his car owner.
That's a lot of laps.
It's a lot of laps at that track, too. And I'm friends with his car owner on Facebook, and he's like, I don't know what I did wrong, but I totally dropped the ball tonight. I don't know how to tell you I missed the fuel load that much, but I did. And it just sucks to see Timez
lose a race like that.
Yeah, go out like that. It's not what you want to see. But you know, like you said, Briggs Danner was, you know, if not the same amount of like competitive, I guess. I mean, those two were putting on heck of a race, and then, you know, his, you know, mistake at the end cost him a top five and a top three.
Right.
Well, top three, not top five.
Let's talk a little bit about Briggs Danner and what happened to him. At the time, he was running second, and on the restart, per the USAC rules, you're supposed to start nose to tail when you come down to the start-finish line, right? And Briggs Danner didn't do that. He kind of got out of line and looked like he was going to move to the inside, and they penalized him one spot, right?
Yeah, so the rule is, I'll get the video pulled up here in a second, but you have to stay nose to tail. I think they might give you, you know, one car width to the right and to the left, just in case the field gets stacked up.
You can
keep your nose clean. But they want you pretty much in a straight line until you get to the cone, and you know, Briggs bailed off, and, you know, CV restarted on the top, and he bailed off to the bottom, and he had, you know, probably six car lifts, you know, between him and CV, and you know, just jumped out of line on the restart, and USAC was quick to throw the yellow and penalize him one spot. And, you know, he runs with the USAC on the East Coast with that little series,
right?
But he doesn't run with the National Tour a whole lot, and it's just, I mean, you should know the rules. Once he didn't go to the driver's meeting, they should say that, but just
I'm sure they did, but you know how guys are in driver's meetings. Some guys don't pay attention.
We all talk to each other. We don't listen. I'll take, you know, I'll
you've done that.
Yeah, I'll own up to it. But it's just you'll live and you'll learn, and it's unfortunate to see him lose a race like that.
Steve said that in Teasma's Twitter, he said he had a new guy doing the fuel last night. So maybe that explains it. You know what? I don't think you put somebody in charge of something that is so critical in your race performance, right? How can you let somebody new take care of your fuel for you?
It is.
That's a tough decision to do, isn't it?
I guess. I mean,
would you do it?
Would I take care of somebody's fuel?
No. Would you let a new guy take care of your fuel?
No. No, and I'm lucky on my program that, you know, I got a fuel stick that I mark out to every 2 gallons. So, I mean,
right.
I mean, it's simple. I tell you to fill it up to this line, you're filling it up there. But I get when you have a new guy, you probably don't know what's going on. But, you know, it's the fuel's, you know, the car setup's critical, but fuel's everything else, too. One, it's what powers right. you. But the fuel load really affects how the car handles. I mean, when you get to run those, you know, 30 and 40 lappers on half miles, I mean, that thing's like a boat for the first 10, 12 laps until the fuel load burns off and your ride heights kind of come back to normal. And, yeah, I mean, it's just the most important job on the car, most important tool besides car setup and, like, the, you know, the suspension of it.
I wouldn't want to be the guy that made the mistake on the fuel. Especially if you're leading the race, right?
Poor guy's just beating himself right now.
He probably doesn't have much ass left because T-Maz probably went in there and chewed it off.
I wouldn't blame him.
Can't blame him, really.
No.
Did you watch any of the Hell Tour last night in Peoria?
I did not.
You didn't watch any of it,
I did
it,
not.
Huh?
I saw that they were racing the night before at Kankakee. And then I didn't tune back in tonight. I was so caught up with all the sprint car racing, I kind of forgot about their car summer tour.
See, when you got all these TVs like I got here, you're spoiled. You're spoiled rotten, right? Last night I watched Mel Bridge. I watched Hell Tour. I watched USAC. And what else did I watch? All Stars. That's what I watched last night. It was all good racing. It was pretty good. Bobby Pierce picked up the win. Jason Felger, he was leading early, but Bobby Pierce just had a little too much for him. But, man, I'll tell you something about that racetrack. I thought the racetrack there in Peoria raced really well, and I thought it was a pretty damn good race. Anybody else watch that late model race last night? Anybody else out there watching the show today? So, anyway, John Lee, USAC and All Stars. Well, you know, you got to watch a little bit of the sheet metal once in a while. If you're mostly motorsports, you got to watch just a little bit of everything, right? That's what we do around here. Not you.
Well,
do you watch it out in your shop or do you watch it inside in the house?
Just depends. If I'm working, I'll put it on the TV out in the shop.
Yeah. Hey, there's Scotty Cook checking in. Hey, Scotty, how you doing, buddy? But I don't mind watching this. Listen, I really became a big fan of late model racing since we started this show. You know, it's so funny that I was so locked in my world with ASCS over those 13 years of traveling up and down the road with them. That, you know, I really didn't focus in on anything else. I really just wanted to be exactly tuned in to everything that's going on with ASCS. And it kind of made me a little blind to everything else that's going on. But I've really turned into a Lucas Oil late model fan, a World of Outlaw late model fan, the XR Super Series. I think all that stuff is pretty good. What are you laughing about over there? What are you giggling about?
Scotty Cook. Oh, that's all I can say.
Oh, Brody from Mount Vernon, Shell Station, said to tell you hello. Yeah, well, Scotty, you about got me thrown in jail that day, just so you know. Scotty Cook bailed out on me. We have I ever told you this story about that?
We told it on the show a while ago.
Did we talk about it on the show? Every time Scotty... Do you ever see the commercial on TV where the guy comes up and says, you can't use the squeegee unless you buy some fuel? Have you ever seen that commercial, Scotty? And then what's the guy do? He pulls out the pump. He's in an electric car, and he puts about 85 cents worth of gas in because he runs off the batteries. And he says, now can I use the squeegee? He says, now you can use the squeegee. He only bought 85 cents of gas. That's one of the greatest stories in the history of Scotty Cook and me traveling up and down the road. I think of Brody every time I see that. I do too, man. It's Brody. And Deidre says it the first thing. And that commercial pops up. That's the first thing he says. There's Dieter goes, "There's Brody." It was the funniest thing ever. You had to be there, Austin. You just had to be there because me and Scotty had two cop cars come in, and well, I don't think they were too happy with us. But by the time we were done, they weren't too happy with Brody. Only I bailed out because you told me to get in the truck before I go to jail. Well, you were acting like an idiot, Scotty, just so you know.
No, never.
Scotty was just at, listen, I could count it on one hand. And most of the time when Scotty gets mad, it was mad at me. So I know. But this is the one time that I saw Scotty implode on another person, and I was shocked. Scotty doesn't do that very often. He doesn't get in people's grill very often. He's kind of laid back. Scotty wants everybody to love Scotty. He's just one of those kind of people. And I'll say this. That was maybe the most intense I've ever seen Scotty Cook in my lifetime. Was up there in Mount Vernon, Washington. All right. Well, listen. Are we going to go over this list here after we talk to Bob Baker, right? We want to talk about some of the big money paying races and when they're going to take place. And, you know, after sitting here and looking at this list, there's a lot of high paying dollars. There's a lot of big money sprint car races out there, isn't there, Austin? More than I thought there was.
Yeah, I mean, we thought there wouldn't. We'll go over it, but, you know.
But there's no $1 million to win race.
There's no million, and there's no, I mean, how much does the dream in the world pay? Over 100, and there's two races of them. I mean, I think they're pretty close, but we'll talk about it.
I mean, there's $175,000 to win up at the Kings Royal, $150,000 to win at Knoxville. You got $100,000 to win at Husetts.
The historical big one.
A historical big one. It's going to pay $100,000 as well at Eldora. The Jim Raper Dirt Cup up there at Skagit Speedway, that's going to pay $50,000. The All-Star at Port Royal Speedway, $55,000, that's going to pay. There's more races, and we'll talk about that a little bit more in the show. But right now we're going to take a break, and when we come back, it's a big weekend up at Knoxville, and you know that we're big supporters of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and we're going to talk to Bob Baker about availability for some seats up at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum up there on the second floor. If you'd like to go up there, they got seats available. We'll talk to Bob Baker about that and more here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Jared Specialty Sportswear in-house. We do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
Three 9-hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill. And joining us now on the show is a great friend of the Racing Boys. And you know, we talk about the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum a lot here on this show. Bob Baker joins us now on the show. Bob, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing just fuzzy. How are you doing? Are you at lunch right now?
We're just up here. We're on our way to Lonnie Parsons' funeral. Lonnie passed away last week. Big sprint car supporter. Managed the team for Don Lamberti for several years and owned race cars. And just a big fixture, not just in Knoxville, but across the country of sprint car racing. So we're going to go pay our respects. Bill Wright's with me, and we're going to go up and do the funeral and then head back to Knoxville.
Man, it's always sad when we lose somebody that is that big of a fixture at Knoxville, right?
You know, it is. Lonnie had owned cars through Don Lamberti and others for years at Knoxville Raceway, and he was part of the fixture. You know, after he got older, he was in the suites with us over at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum for the weekly races and all the special events. And he hadn't been able to come to the races this year because he just hadn't been up to it, hadn't been feeling good. So I guess it was a blessing in disguise. His health was not good, and he was not feeling good, and he terribly missed not being able to go to the races. So it's just, I guess, we all get older.
I know it. You know, it's funny for me, Bob. The older I get, the more I find myself getting locked into this room here with all these big TVs and just watching all the races that I can watch around the country. As a motorsports fan, I know that we're better off going to the races because you get more pleasure out of watching the races in person. But as a motorsports fan, if you want to watch a race that's in Pennsylvania, or if you want to watch one that's up in the Northwest or wherever it is in the country, and with the price of gas and traveling right now, the extra cost of traveling, we are spoiled as race fans right now watching racing on TV, aren't we?
We are, and you know what that reminds me of, Scott, is when I was younger, and probably you'll remember this, years and years ago, you couldn't find any car racing of any type on television.
None.
And to watch a big race like the Indy 500 or the Daytona 500, you'd have to, you know, pay for a ticket and go watch closed circuit TV at like the Midland Theater or the Uptown Theater to see one of those big races. And that was a big deal back in the day. And who would have thought back then that you could just watch it on your telephone or a tablet or computer and watch races all across the country, you know, just about any time of the day you'd like.
You know, it's so funny. You know, when we first started broadcasting races, audio was the thing, right? When Racing Boys started doing it, and we traveled doing those audio broadcasts with the Lucas Oil ASES National Sprint Car Tour for several years. But then we all had to step up and start showing video. And when we finally made it to that step, that was a game changer for everybody, wasn't it?
It was, because it brought so much more to people who are not able to travel to the races.
Yeah.
But the cost involved for like Racing Boys or any of the companies that were doing those audio casts or telecasts, you now had to invest in cameras, camera people, you know, cabling and all of the necessary computer equipment to be able to broadcast the races where people could get them. Mm-hmm. So it was hard on your end of it from a business standpoint. Easier for the fans to be able to catch races, sometimes two or three races across the country on their phone each night. I know I've been guilty of that, watching a World of Outlaw race and an All-Star Sprint Car race and picking up a USAC midget race and bouncing around between, you know, when there's a yellow flag or a red flag or a break in the action or a support class on the track. But we've got it pretty easy right now, and I just hope that, you know, people realize we still need to get out and support the racetracks and go out and watch the events live, just like with any other sport.
Well, that's the most important thing. People just need to remember the track owners and the promoters need you at the racetrack. They don't need you at home watching it on TV.
You're right. The pay-per-views do pay the racetracks a little bit, but it's really a small amount of money compared to what a racetrack sees in ticket admission money, concession money, ancillary money like souvenirs, T-shirts, hats, those type of things. So it's so important to get out and support the venues, the racetracks in person, so that we still have those racetracks in our neighborhood.
Right. Well, this is a big weekend. The NASCAR Truck Series is going to be running up at Knoxville this Saturday night. And I know that you still have some seats available for people that would like to be able to sit up in the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. I tell people this all the time when I do my live read, that the uniqueness of that seat up there on the second floor, it's different than any place else in the entire complex, I think, because you can watch the way they come through turns one and two, and then you can watch how when they come off of the corner, how they negotiate each other coming off of the corner and racing down the back straightaway. It's definitely a unique view, isn't it?
It definitely is a unique view. The seating on the second floor is very close to the track. Some of the closest seats in the whole racetrack are on our second floor to the actual Knoxville Raceway racing surface. You can see the drivers set up for turn three really well as they go down the backstretch. If you sit in the grandstand as a fan, like I was for many years, it looks like the race cars and the trucks are going straight down the back straightaway. But if you sit in turn two, there's no straight going down the back straightaway at all. They're making a large arc and they're already figuring out turn three and how to get in and out of turn number three. A nice part about the truck race is if you're coming to the truck race and you have second floor seats this week, we're allowing our second floor visitors to go up to the observation deck on the Brian Clausen Suite Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a really nice view from the observation tower on the sixth floor of that building also. So you can come back and forth and you kind of got the best of both worlds. You can sit in the air conditioning and watch the race, or you can go stand on top of the observation deck and get a bird's eye view of the whole racetrack.
Yeah. You know, I don't think people realize when they come up off of turn two right there in front of you, when you're sitting there on the second floor of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, the action that happens down the back straightaway, the way they weave in and out and negotiate each other as they try to set themselves up for the next corner down there in turn three. I don't think people really realize how challenging that is for the drivers that do that.
It is very challenging for them, and that's where a lot of the passes are made, you know, is coming out of turn two and going down the back straightaway before they get into turn three. So it's a great place to watch passing. It's a great way, a great place to watch the drivers set up their cars for the next turn and try to get around whoever's in front of them.
Right. So if you want to buy a ticket for the second floor of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, they've got tickets available. You can go to the museum and purchase your ticket and go up there. And another great thing about sitting on the second floor of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, you allowed people to bring in their own food too, don't you?
Yes, our visitors to the second floor can bring in their own food and drinks with them. If they want to bring in a cooler of soft drinks or alcoholic beverages, get sandwiches and bring those with them. Or if they don't want to carry anything, all they have to do is call Pizza Hut or Casey's or Rib Shack, and they deliver to our building. So you can walk in, order what you'd like for dinner, pick it up downstairs, go upstairs and sit down at a table and watch the race while you're having dinner. So it's the, kind of the best of both worlds in that respect, because you can bring your own food, or if you don't want to carry food in, you can order it on your phone.
Bob, are you getting close? How many? You got plenty of tickets available up there still?
We still have lots of room on our second floor. And I think part of the reason we still have lots of room is last year for the truck race on Saturday, they were forecasting bad weather all day Saturday and Saturday night. And a lot of people did not show up for the race on Saturday that had purchased advance tickets. So we think there's going to be a huge walk up, both for our second floor seating on Saturday and also at the racetrack for grandstand seating. So if you're going to come to Knoxville, you might want to come a little bit early. I think they're going to have a concert, country music concert behind the grandstand at 3:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. At 6 o'clock, we'll have the four qualifying heat races for the NASCAR trucks, and the track will close down for track prep from 7 till 8, and then the 100-lap feature will be at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Nina Jennington, she just chimed in, and she said, you can't see how fast the cars are going when watching it on TV. The second floor setting is amazing. Love being there in person. Nothing better, she says. That's what Nina said.
Nina comes up and watches whenever she can get up on the second floor. And a lot of the drivers' wives and families come up to the second floor.
Yeah.
And they tell me it's their favorite place to watch a race just because there's a little bit more room and they can see that back straightaway action we were just talking about.
Yeah, you never know what celebrity you might see up there. Some kind of racing personality that you might see sitting up there as well, too. That's always an extra bonus, isn't it?
It is, when you can sit next to a driver's wife or a mechanic or a car owner's wife and hear them and talk with them about, you know, what their aspect of the racing is compared to what you're looking at as a race fan. There's a lot of things that we don't see as fans that the wives and the people that are familiar with the teams, or they know the owner of the car, the mechanic of the car, you're sitting with the kids of the driver. You really learn quite a bit about the people driving the cars and the race teams sitting and talking with those people on the second floor.
Yeah. Let me talk a little bit about the tribute to Ascot Park that's going on right now. Ascot Park was in Gardena, California. I know that you've got several cars up there. I don't know what it is, 8, 9 cars or whatever it is. But how is the tribute to Ascot Park going?
It's going very well. I don't know if you remember, but last weekend we had the World of Outlaws in Knoxville for a 2-day show on Friday and Saturday. And the people that came in for the World of Outlaw race were very positive. They really liked the Ascot exhibit, the track tribute to Ascot. They liked the race cars. They liked the videos, you know, with Chris Agajanian talking about Evel Knievel and his dad, J.C. Agajanian, and the footage of the racing at Ascot. Of course, almost all of it non-wing sprint car racing from Southern California there at Ascot. So we've had very positive reviews. We sold quite a few posters and T-shirts that commemorate the exhibit. And we'll have the exhibit through this year's Nationals until October 1st in the museum. And I'd like to encourage people to come. And if you've never heard about Ascot out in California, the racetrack out there, come and learn about it, because there's a lot of famous drivers who cut their teeth racing at Ascot that we watch on TV every weekend now.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I was lucky enough to say that I lived out in Southern California. I lived in Redondo Beach, and I would cruise on over to Ascot every week to watch the races over there. Back in those days, though, I went to watch the sheet metal. I wasn't so much into the sprint cars at that time. I went over there to watch the sheet metal, and I walked around. Bob, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I used to walk around in the pits, because I'd raced a couple years when I moved out there, and I'd walk around in the pits and show some of the team owners pictures of my race car, and I would go around and ask people if I could drive their race car. What
I never knew that.
What nerve did I have doing that? Right? That's pretty nervy to go up and ask somebody, hey, can I drive your race car? You know, I used to race back in Kansas City. And they look at me like I was crazy. But anyway, hey, Bob, let's touch a little bit about what's going on with the 2022 IMSA GTLM Championship Edition C8R Corvette. I know the drawing's going to be taking place during the Knoxville Nationals on August 13th. That's only one of 1,000 cars that have been produced like this. And I've said this on the air a few times. I don't know if I told you this, but I found one of those cars online for sale, and they wanted $150,000 for that car. So
I got a better one for you, Scott. They've had two of these cars that have gone through the Barrett Jackson auction out in California, both of them for charity.
Yeah.
And both of the cars brought over $300,000 for each car.
Crazy.
It is just crazy. The people that are into Corvettes or into special edition Corvettes, and this is a one of 1,000 special edition that's mirrored, painted, and trimmed out just like the Race of Champions, the IMSA race car. And that's why it's called the IMSA, IMSA GTLM Championship Edition, because it's painted just like the race cars. It's even got the Chevrolet skull and race car number on the back bumper of the race of the Corvette. So it's a very highly sought after car. The dealers don't have any anymore. You can't buy them anywhere unless you find them. This one, I think, has got 2 miles on it because they put it in the trailer and brought it out of the trailer, drove it through our museum, and it's sitting in our lobby right now. And it's a very pretty car. We've had a lot of interest in it. A lot of people have come in just to look at the car and to make a donation, you know, to give some chances to try to win it. But people that are sitting and listening to us, they can go to CorvetteC8RContest.com and learn all about the car and how you can make a donation to get tickets to try to win the car. And like you said, the drawing is on Saturday night during the Knoxville Nationals. Right before the A feature, we get up on the stage and announce the winner. And that's always a big thing because I can hear the people in the crowd yelling, oh, we need somebody from the Midwest to win that Corvette.
Right.
Because the winners have all come from, like, the East Coast. I think the closest is Indiana. And the guy that won it came in with his family, and they were all wearing Kyle Larson racing T-shirts. So he's a big race fan, went to the races and goes to the races at Eldora. And he won the first Corvette that we gave away. So it's always interesting to see who wins the cars and where they come from.
Yeah. We're showing pictures of that car online. You've got some pictures on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum website, and we're showing that car as we speak. So listen, folks, if you want to own something special, get up there and sign up for the raffle for that car. Let's talk about another raffle before we let you go, Bob. The Sprint Car Raffle, you've got the 2022 XXX chassis. It's a 410 Sprint Car. And you're going to be doing the drawing on it on Friday, December 16th, right?
Right. The weekend before Christmas weekend, we do the drawing for the raffle Sprint Car. The back of the Corvette, one thing I always forget to mention is that this year, the winner of the Corvette also gets $25,000 cash.
Oh, wow.
That's a big thing.
Wow. So they get the car and $25,000.
Exactly. So that way, if they want to go on a trip or they want to pay for the taxes or they want to put it in the bank, they've got $25,000 cash plus the Corvette. So that's a big thing. We did that. We added the $25,000 in with the prize of the Corvette this year to help people pay for the taxes. So when you get the Corvette, you're not going to have to worry about taxes if that's what you're worried about.
Yeah. So if you're a winner with the Corvette or the Sprint Car, a person could make some pretty quick money by doing that if they wanted to sell that car. If they're not a race team, if they win the Sprint Car, they could sell it, and they could sell the Corvette as well, right?
Exactly. And most of the people, not all of them, most of the people that do win the raffle Sprint Cars, they do end up selling the engine and the car separately to people online.
Mm.
The last car, I think the guy said he put it online, he had it sold in like 8 minutes.
No
kidding.
Put
it on hostheads.com. And the cars and the engines go very quickly, especially with the engines right now. The engine parts, as you well know, are hard to come by.
Yeah.
And it's really taking a lot to get the parts to put the engine together. But thank goodness for all the great builders, manufacturers, and component builders that we've got this car to give away. It may very well be our last Sprint Car that we do, the way the parts business is going right now. So
right.
We're keeping our fingers crossed. This will be the 14th sprint car we've given away. So we've had the program for 28 years. It's been a great fundraiser for our museum, and it's a great tool for the builders and manufacturers of sprint car parts to showcase their parts, their building, all the new things they build for sprint cars across the country, because we take this car from coast to coast to sell the raffle tickets for it. So it's a great tool, great advertising thing for the people, the manufacturers that are involved with it.
How'd the Hall of Fame inductees, how'd all that go for you up there, Bob?
Our Hall of Fame induction banquet was 2 weeks ago. It went very, very well. The inductees that were with us and their families and friends had a great time. We were, at the last minute, able to stream it for people who weren't able to attend. It was a really different banquet because we had 12 inductees this year. We're trying to get caught up from having the COVID. So instead of 8 inductees, we had 12 this year, and we'll have 12 inductees next year. But a great class of inductees. Of course, Tony Stewart, very gracious. He stayed around for the whole banquet, stuck around and took pictures with people as long as people wanted to inside the banquet hall. And then he came over to the museum and hung out for about another hour taking pictures and signing autographs and just talking to people up on our second floor that we were talking about earlier. Him and his family had a great time, a great day. Johnny Gibson was so gracious, the announcer for the World of Outlaws. Tony and Johnny just come to mind real quick. A lot of the other people who are with us, Tim Green, just all the inductees were very gracious and had a good time.
Yeah. And we want to remind people that the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week. The only time it's closed is at Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and New Year's Day, right?
Right. We're open 7 days a week. So if you're coming up to the truck race and you're tired after the races are over, we'll be open Sunday from 12 to 5 every Sunday. And on race days, we're open from 8 in the morning until the last checkered flag falls. So we're there till 11 or 12 every Saturday night. So we have a lot of hours and great volunteers and part-time workers that help us keep the museum open. And we couldn't do it without all the work and hours they put in to keep that museum store open.
Yeah. Well, Bob, we appreciate you taking the time to join us here on Mostly Motorsports. And we always want to thank you guys for being contributors to our show. We so much appreciate it. And I know that a lot of people are looking forward to the truck race this weekend. Again, tickets are still available. If you'd like to sit on the second floor of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, they've got plenty of tickets available. So get up there, get you a good seat, bring your own food in, your own alcoholic beverage if you'd like to, and drink safe, folks. Whatever you do, don't drink and drive. Stumble back to your camper if you have to. That's what I suggest. So, Bob, thanks so much for taking the time to join us here on the show. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you and Austin for having us on the show. And tell everybody to stay cool out there. It's hot.
It's very hot. All right, Bob. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. All right. That was Bob Baker. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Spirit Specialty Sportswear in-house. We do all of the screen-printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen-printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must-play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9-hole whole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill, who's running the show for us here today. He's the birthday boy. Austin is officially 19 years old. Gosh, if only I could be 19 one more time. Oh, my Lord. How life, it would be, I couldn't imagine being 19 again. Can anybody else imagine being 19 again? I'm sure there's some 19-year-olds out there listening to us right now. Austin, you've kind of pulled together a page talking about, I know you found this somewhere, but there is a lot of high-dollar paying races for sprint car racing. And we've kind of ragged on, listen, we'd all love to see $1 million sprint car race, wouldn't we?
Who wouldn't?
I would definitely like to see $1 million sprint car race. But, you know, the Kings Royal with the World of Outlaws at Eldora, that pays $175,000 to win. Knoxville Nationals pays $150,000 to win. Right.
Yeah,
where do you want me to? How do you want me to go about this,
Austin?
You
want however way you want to do it. No, just Knoxville is. So Knoxville could pay $200,000 if you let all 50 laps. It's $1,000 per lap you lead.
Right.
So
right.
I mean, if you lead one, you get, you know, just plus $1,000. But no, I mean, you can walk out of there with a good payday if you lead all the laps.
Yeah. The High Bank Nationals World of Outlaws at Husetts is going to pay $100,000, and that's on June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. That's coming up here pretty quick, right?
Yeah, I believe that's next week.
Yeah.
And then you roll – I can't remember. They go – no, this weekend they have that race at Beaver Dam that pays – let me pull up my sheet. I think it pays $25,000 to win.
At Beaver Dam?
Yeah, let me pull it up.
Here, I'm looking down through the list here.
You got the cheat. You got a cheat sheet version. Yours is highlighted. Mine's not.
I don't have any highlights on here.
Oh,
no highlights. Beaver Dam. The Jim J.B. Boyd Memorial World of Outlaws Beaver Dam pays $20,000 to win this
weekend. Yeah, so they got a $20,000 this weekend. Then you have, I think it pays $15,000 one night at the High Banks race, and then it pays $20,000 the next night, and then $100,000. So you could walk out of at a Houston's with $135,000 if you went on three nights.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good money right there. You know, the only bummer is for me is that the Skagit race and the Houston race are butting up against each other. That's really the biggest bummer of them all, don't you think? Do you think a lot of guys would pull from the Midwest, pull all the way up to the Pacific Northwest to run that race?
No.
I don't think they would either.
No, because you got teams committed to the All-Stars and the Outlaws and,
right,
you know, IRA, which is a big series up in the north.
And the cost of fuel.
And it just, you're just giving the teams that are locked into California a chance to race for some good money.
And let me tell you, the price of motel rooms up there in the Pacific Northwest are not cheap either.
Well, what's nice is most teams have motorhomes, but, I mean, still, for the ones that don't, it's expensive.
Well, they're you know, the T-shirt people.
Right.
And some of their crew members don't always sleep in the motorhomes. And listen, I stay up in a nice little place across from Walmart down in Mount Vernon. Kim is the lady that runs the Tulip Inn. So if you're looking for a room up there by Skagit, the Tulip Inn, you make sure you tell Kim that Scott from Racing Boys sent you. That's where you're going to get your best deal on a motel room. Mount Vernon, the Tulip Inn. It's right across the street from Walmart. You can walk right across the street. There's a restaurant right next door to it. There's a Chinese restaurant on the other side of it. There's plenty of places to eat right there. The Tulip Inn. And if you do anything, say one thing for sure. You tell Kim that Scott Traylor from the Racing Boys said you need to stay there. Because if you're going to get a cheap room, that is as cheap as they're going to get, and they're not bad rooms either. I mean, you know, they're not Marriotts, right? But they're nice and they're clean, and they're a good room. So make sure if you call up there and you're going to if you're going to stay at the Tulip Inn, make sure you tell Kim, she's the manager there, that the Racing Boys sent you up there. It's going to be a good race. I can't wait to see that. What race are you looking forward to the most? There's a lot of races that pay $15,000 to win. The High Bank Nationals, Mitch Smith Memorial, the Brad Doherty Classic, Pete Jacobs Memorial, Bridgeport Special, the World of Outlaw Finals. They pay, all those races pay $15,000 to win, right?
Yes.
And then if you go to the $20,000 to win races, we talked about the J.B. Boyd Memorial over at Beaver Dam, the Dean Kittle Memorial, the All-Stars at Portsmouth Raceway. Did I pronounce
yes.
that right?
Yeah. Yes.
High Bank Nationals, World of Outlaws at Houston's. That's going to pay $20,000. The Ironman 55, the World of Outlaw race at I-55, that also pays $20,000. Front Row Challenge, World of Outlaws, Southern Iowa Speedway, Oski, that's going to pay $21,000. Dirt Classic All-Star Race at Lincoln Speedway, that's going to pay $20,000. And the Commonwealth Clash, Fast Learnerville, who is that? Is that the Fast Sprint Car Series?
Yeah, it's a, you know,
regional deal.
Yeah, regional deal.
Yeah, and it's going to pay $20,000 to win. Is there one race that stands out to you, Austin, that out of all these races that you have on this list, and the $25,000 to win races, the Don Martin Memorial Silver Cup All-Stars at Lernerville, the Rudine Foundation race with the All-Stars at I-70 Speedway, that's going to pay $26,000 to win. That's a pretty good payday for out there at I-70 Speedway. The World Finals, the World of Outlaws Charlotte Motor Speedway, $25,000 to win for those races. The Gold Cup Race of Champions, World of Outlaws at Silver Dollar Speedway, that's going to pay $25,000 to win. The Jackson Nationals, World of Outlaws at Jackson Motorplex, that also is going to pay $25,000 to win. Any of those races that you really stand out to you that you want to go see?
There's probably two races in that deal. I mean, you have the Race for Dean race is always I think the last year was the first year with it at Kokomo.
Right.
And, you know, Zeb Weiss picked up the win there. And now they're going to move it to I-70, which is pretty cool. I think that race is going to be – you're going to see that race kind of move around here in the future, probably a new truck every year. So that's going to be, you know, a big you know, crown jewel for All-Star Racing. I mean, they get
right. –
I mean, you look at, we talked about their paper structure a couple days ago. It's 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 10, and 12. They don't really get a whole lot of, you know, big paying races like the Outlaws do. So that's going to be a good race to go see kind of here in our backyard. And then the Jackson Nationals. So they moved Jackson from being a June race to after the Knoxville Nationals, the week right after it. So, you know, you might catch the guy who wins the Nationals this year, rolls into Jackson the next weekend and picks up another 25,000. So, I mean, you could walk out of, you know, August with $225,000 if you play your cards right.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go up and see Dirt Cup with the 410s. I'd just like to fly up there, stay at the Tulip Inn, and watch some of those races up there at Skagit. Could you guys get along without me if I went up there?
I'm just trying to think what the car count would be. I'm not sure it would be too. I mean, they're going to have a. I'm going to say 32.
I'm going to say 40. I think they're going to be a little short of what they had with the 360s.
Oh, for sure.
You know, we had 55, 60 cars up there typically every year when we ran.
I think they're going to cut that in half.
You think so?
Half of what you expect for a 360 show.
Well, to be honest, man, there is a resurgence of 410 racing going on right now in this country.
It is, and on the West Coast, it's mainly in California. The more you get kind of north, it's 360 stuff.
Yeah, no, so, I get it. I mean,
you'll get guys to pull that way, but...
But I bet you there's a lot of those 360 guys that have 410s in the garage that they're going to slip in and go up there and try to run that race.
They might.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll just have to see how it all turns out. All right, Austin. Hey, man, what are you going to do for your birthday today? You going to do anything? You going to treat yourself to anything today?
No, just another day, really. I mean, I'll probably go hang out in the shop for a little bit, but that's about it.
AJ says, I say Trey Stark wins Dirt Cup. He's pretty good up there. I don't know. I hate to pick a winner before I see the cars out on the racetrack, don't you?
Hold on. You were giving it to me last week about picking a winner at the million, and I wouldn't pick one for that reason.
So you want me to pick a winner?
You don't have to, but I'm just going to call you out on it.
I don't know who I'd pick. I'd have to do a little research. I want to see who's going to enter that race first before I can make a pick. Is that fair enough?
All right.
Huh?
That's fine.
All right. We'll know here pretty quick who's going to be running that race. Hey, Kirk Elliott. Kirk's not listening to me. He's got his headphones on.
He'll hear you in about 5 seconds.
Hey, you know what? And that's going to be real loud in his ears. His headphones are real loud. Right? Anyway, I hope maybe I could go up there and watch that race. I don't know how expensive it would be, but I'd like to go up there and see it.
Is that this weekend?
No. When is... Oh, it is the 23rd, 24th, 25th.
Next weekend. So, yeah, you could go.
I could. It might be a little expensive to buy a ticket to go up there right now, though. You know, airplane flights
are
going up.
I'll tell you, you're just going to sit here in the basement and watch it.
Hey, man, I'm not just a basement guy. I don't just sit here and watch races all the time. I try to get out to the races a little bit, but I'm pretty spoiled because I have all these accounts with all these streaming services, and it's just hard to do it.
No, I know.
You can watch four or five races going on at once.
I know. I just like to call you out on it. It's fun.
Right. Well, maybe you and your dad come down here and watch some races with me one night. Maybe. No comment there. Okay. All right. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in to Mostly Motorsports. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. It's Phone Friday. Kirk Elliott's going to sit in with us. We'll talk about a lot of things that's going on in motorsports, and we hope that you'll join us. It starts at 12 noon Central Time right here on RBN, the Racing Boys Broadcasting Network. You can watch it on our Facebook. You can watch it on Twitter. You can watch it on YouTube. You can watch it on RacingBoys.com. We hope that you'll join us tomorrow. We want to thank everybody that always tunes in each and every day for our show here on Mostly Motorsports. For Austin O'Neill, for Kirk Elliott, I'm Scott Traylor saying thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.